Okay. Okay.
Because I know there are a few people have to go, so
just want to get the show on the road. First of all, as I said before, thank you to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Hodel Adonai Ki Tov, Kilom Chasto. The Chol Tov Lublin is a beautiful word. I'm sure Oren and others know the idea. Hodel Hashem Ki Tov, the more you think Hashem in your life, then Kilom Chasto. And the kindness will endure forever. Meaning, the more we think Hashem, we find the brothers in our lives, we actively thank Him, and we're grateful, and we go out of our way to thank Him, then His kindness should endure forever. Please God, we should all take the time to be able to do that every single day. Mazel Tov to my grandmother, Safta, for this amazing nechama for her husband. She's seen many years of much bracha and simcha and nafas. Mazel Tov, Grandma Regina, the matriarch of our family. Mazel Tov. You should see much years of bracha, of simcha, much nachas, and only good things. Mazel Tov, Grandma Rose, for joining us with the simcha. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov to, I can really go around the whole entire room, that would take a long time, but to my Rebbe's father, Mr. Cohn, Mr. Eliezer Cohn, to being here, really. Me and Richie would not be married if it wasn't for you. I mean, we would be married. I don't know how Hashem would have it planned, but without your son's hadracha, literally over the past 10 years, we've only been married 6 years, but really 10 years, it's, you should only see much nachas and much brachah and simcha, Mr. Shem. Mazel to my parents. Mazel Tov, very, very, very. Thank you so much for coming. We really, really appreciate you guys coming and always being a source of help. We're very excited. The kids always get very excited that you guys are always there. Mazel to my in-laws for always being there for us, helping us in every single way. Mazel Tov to Rina and Shlomi for coming down on short notice. We really, really appreciate it. Jeff and Michali switching their flight like 4 times, I think. Like, I don't know, 5 times. Jeff told me a crazy story that they were like 6/16th on standby and suddenly they got to zero. They probably paid for the ticket, double extra. He wasn't going to tell me about it, but really, thank you. Mazel Tov to Stevie, who drove in 3 hours today, 3 hours tonight. Amy Lim, and really, really no worries for you. Mazel Tov to Ira and Alana for helping with everything, always being there to help with the girls, and over the past few days being hectic. We really, really appreciate it. Mazel Tov to my aunts and uncles, and Ruthie, Uncle Eliezer, all the cousins. We really would not be in Simcha without you guys. To the Pearls, to the Grocers, to the Malitskis, to Nirenbergs, Uncle Mitchell, Uncle Ira, Rossi. My friends from Boca, at the Kranzes. I'm trying. I said the Rostins. The Rostins. The Chayn Yirbu, Mirz Hashem, only for all the cousins. Thank you to the Passover Getaways for making everything happen. Thank you to Nurse Avieta for helping. Baruch Hashem. And Achron Chaviv. Achron, I say Chaviva. Not Achron Chaviv. Chaviv is Lashon Zachar. Chaviva. I teach in a Chaviva school. So Achron, that you like that, Ari. No, you like that. There are no words to express my Akaras Tov, so I'm not going to even try, but I'll leave it with a story. And then I'm going to give to my Dvar Torah. There was once two different rebels, I forgot who they were, but Weimarger said this story. And what happened was sometimes they would send each other letters. And the letters would say different things, and one time the letter was sent from one rebbe to another rebbe, and one of the students was getting a little curious, and he looked inside the letter, and there was nothing written there. And he traveled like 3-4 miles though to bring the letter, and he gets to the guy, to the other rabbi's house, and he said, "Rebbe, with all due respect, I know I shouldn't have looked, but what's the deal? Why are you guys sending letters, like blank letters to each other? It seems to be a little ridiculous." So he said back to the student, he said, "Sometimes when you have no words of a karas hatov, and you have no words of gratitude, or to show the person how much you mean to them, we just send each other blank letters. But even if I try right now, the letter will be blank. So my letter is blank for my wife, to my best friend. The person who does everything in my life, the person who lets me take naps on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, and really does everything for our family. I hope the naps can continue, Baruch Hashem. And really, really thank you. Thank you. I'm not going to even try, but thank you. Amy Lim. Okay, here we go. Ba'omalach ben Amaya Chayi, Ba'omalach ben Amaya Chayi. We just said these psukim in the Haggadah, and we actually just said these psukim at the Bris Milah. The Navi Chesgo tells us, Hashem says, through your blood shall you live, through the blood shall you live. Our rabbis teach us in the Medrash Chazal tell us that these two bloods refer to Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. When we did the sacrifice of the Karm Pesach, and we did the sacrifice of the of Milah when we left Egypt. And I saw a beautiful remnant of Shor writing as a Gadah. He writes, the Gematria of Demaya Chayi, you shall live by your blood, is Gematria Murna, Gematria 102, which is Gematria Tzvi also, Shmuel Tzvi, Tzadik Ben Menos Yithya, or Shor writes. So that's why I always think of my brother-in-law. Demaya Chayi is Gematria Murna. Pesach is the Chag Amuna. And you see the show, my father-in-law told me, I think from the Zohar and other Shvar, that Pesach is the holiday of Amuna. It's the source of faith for the entire year. The Zohar calls matzah lechem demnusa. It's the bread of faith. It's the bread of bitachon. Now, just something that I just wanted to focus on for two or three minutes over here. Rabbi Goldberg Shlitzer said it last Shabbos Hagadol a couple weeks ago. He quoted a beautiful idea from Rabbi Rudinsky, Shlitzer of Muncie. He quoted Rabbi Yashiv, just make sure we got everyone's quoting the right person. So we have Rabbi Goldberg, Rabbi Rudinsky quoted Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, who said a beautiful idea. Why is it, Chazal tell us, that one of the reasons why we were redeemed from Egypt is because we didn't change our names. We didn't change our names. Okay, I understand that we didn't change our clothing, and maybe we were very careful with Kedusha. What was the third thing? One of the Medrashim? Clothing names and... what? Language, Rishonus. What's so special about a name? So Rav Yashiv said a beautiful idea. Rav Yashiv said, thank you, Shlomo. Rav Yashiv said, when someone names a child a certain name, in the middle of slavery, of 210 years, in the middle of Egypt, you're showing that child that you believe that there's going to come a time where there's not going to be in Egypt anymore. There's going to come a time where we're going to get out. There's going to come a time where we're going to be redeemed. Because why else would a parent name their child a certain Hebrew name? So says our Rav Yashiv, the fact that they named their children showed, wasn't just about the name, it was showed that they had to believe in Hashem, that the Mitzrayim was going to be over, that salvation was going to come, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be bringing their Geula very, very soon. And that says our Rav Yashiv, that's one of the reasons why we were redeemed. Because we never gave up hope and munah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do we show that? By Davka, specifically choosing our names. Actually, Rabbi Cohen told me last night, I don't know, all the nights are really a blur, but it wouldn't be two nights ago because I was the Seder. So last night he told me, he said from the Sichos Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz, Mashkiach of Namir, also who had his own tremendous dream of moving his whole entire yeshiva to Shanghai during the war. Me and Rachie, or sorry for the English teachers, Rachie and I had the tremendous chus of... on our first year married, we had a tremendous chance of meeting his daughter. And for some reason, Rachie's starting to cry. I have no idea why. You can ask her why did you cry when we met her? Peter's Isle. Okay, that makes sense. So we met Rabbi Tzvi Shmulevitz, Rav Chaim's daughter, Rachie started crying. But I'm not sure what that has to do with the Dvar Torah. Oh yeah, because it's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, sorry. So the Sichos Musar says, why is it that of all the names that Moshe had, we know the Chazal tells that Moshe had 10 names, which the name that Batya chose, it's a nice idea, right? Parshas Vayikra, there's actually a Sichos Musar in the den, you know, right by the side of upstairs. I once asked you to take it, and you told me no. But it's not for now. But he writes in the thing that what's so special about Moshe? Batya gave up everything. She was the daughter of the king. And she risked her entire life, right? The Gemara tells us in Megillah, that why was she going down to the river? She was going down to the river to cleanse herself from all the Avodah Zarah from her house, from her father's house. She was being Moser Nevesh everything. And why? Why? All for doing the right thing. And that's why Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, that's why we hold Moshe being his name, is Davka Moshe. So we see that the name Moshe is a name of Mesiras Nefesh. It's a name of self-sacrifice. It's a name of loyalty. It's a name of devotion. It's a name of responsibility. I just wanted to share one more idea before we get to the second half, is that one of the things that I actually asked Rachie, when I knew we were going to be in this time zone of Pesach, is I knew that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, so Chosaginu's birthday was Yud Aleph Nisan. And I knew, and I said to her, if possible, if you try to give birth on the 11th day of Nisan, I would really just appreciate it, because, you know, we have very big Lubavitch connection. She She could have waited 4 or 5 hours. She was born, the Rosh Hashanah Moshe Chaim was born on the 10th of Nisan, but it was still a very holy day, which we're going to get back to in a second. But just to be yotzei a little from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I saw in a sefer, they asked the Rebbe, why is it that Chabad goes everywhere? You go to Hawaii, Alaska, Antarctica, there's not a place in the world where they don't go. He said such a beautiful insight. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu is in Egypt. The Pasuk says, he went out of his father's house, he looked this way, and he looked that way, and Vayar Ki Einish, he saw no man. Vayar Ki Einish, not the Dvar Torah that we love saying, that he saw not the Einish within himself, but he said there's no man who is helping the Jewish people. So what happened? He stepped up, and he killed the Egyptian. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, when you see that no one's stepping up, you have to step up. When you see that no one else is doing the right thing, when you see that no one else is starting yeshivas in the middle of Miami Beach in 1950 when it's at the desert of nothing, when you see that in the middle of Yerushalayim and the British are controlling the entire Jerusalem, you're stepping up. You're being moser nefesh for the right thing. And that's exactly, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's why Chabad, they go everywhere. They go everywhere because Malkum She'inish, Hishtad L'Yosish. They're able to step up and you're able to do the right thing. So that's the name Moshe. Just now, they're able to talk about the name Chaim. Everyone says, oh, Moshe, but what about the name Chaim? So Chaim, I just thought of the idea of the famous thing that we say around Rosh Hashanah time. We say, Zuchayna L'Chaim, Melech Chavetz B'Chaim, B'chassinu B'seif V'Chaim, Manech Alokim Chaim. We tell Hashem to remember us for life. Maybe we should be inscribed in the book of life. What is life? The Tefer Shomer Radamt, it's a beautiful idea. He says, that's tefillah when we say that. We're going to say only a few short months, like only 6 months away. He says, 6 months, 5 months, something like that. He says that we ask Hashem for life, not just physical life. We ask Hashem that we should have physical life in order to have spiritual life. That we shouldn't just have a life filled of food, a life filled of duck and butter, what was the type of soup? Butternut squash soup. I took, it's not my type, it's not okay. The duck was amazing, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. That was Rachel. That was a good call. Did you help them? Did you tell them that was my favorite? Sorry. Sometimes it just comes to my head. You just got to say it out loud. So at the end of the day, we tell Hashem that Chaim is not just a life of physical life, of food and this or that, a life filled of purpose, a life filled of responsibility and devotion. So Moshe, a life of Mesiras Nefesh, a life of responsibility, but a life of Chaim, a life of spirituality. Imagine being able to close on who we named after. Because everyone in this room thinks that we only named after two people. However, Baruch Hashem, we named after four people. You know, it says in the Haggadah, you say in the Haggadah, there are four sons. There are four sons of the Haggadah. One father. Here, it's the opposite. The four fathers and one son. And one son. Just to be able to start off, when we were dating, we asked each other what our grandfather's names were, and we thought it was so crazy that they're so similar names. Moshe Chaim, Moshe Chai. It was really, really, really pretty incredible. Then we found out that their yard sites, Yotes Tishrei and Chav Zayin Tishrei, were literally 8 days apart, which is pretty incredible. Just to be able to talk about Zaidi, and then we'll talk about Bubba. So Zaidi, obviously we know that he lived a life of tremendous emunah, tremendous faith, even in the middle of the worst Gehenna that Klal Yisrael saw, to be able to pick up and start his life again, be able to bring kashrus, to be able to bring Judaism really to 1950 to Miami Beach. There's not a Jew that comes to Florida and doesn't know the name of Moshe Chaim Berkowitz. You all know the story, but I'm just saying the story again. He was on the death march at the end of the war and of a big Holocaust geek. I don't want to say fan because that wouldn't make sense, but I'm a geek when it comes to the Holocaust. Sorry, Ma. And Uncle Elia was going with Moshe Chaim, and we know the story. Rabbi Feiner made the story famous. And he couldn't do it anymore. It was too cold. It was too hungry. He just fell down to the snow. And Uncle Elia picked him up and said, Moshe Chaim, we made it this far. You got to keep on going. You got to keep on going. And what happened was they learned a little, I think, Mishnayos. And through that, be able to learning a little Torah, he had enough strength to be able to get up and to be able to finish off the march. And I think that's what everyone who knows him, that's really how he lived his life. He was a dreamer, he was a builder, he was a Malkum She'ini, Shishtad L'Yosish. He didn't wait for anyone else, he stepped up, and he did what no one else did. My grandfather, my father's father, Moshe Chai, this is, you know, when it comes down to, not to take anything away from the other Moshe Chaims in the family, but from my father especially, it was a very, very big, a very special thing, because it was the first... please God of many, Be'ez Hashem, named after him. He lived his life for others. As my father said, he was in the Irgun, he was in Lehi. He literally went to jail in order to be able to take back Eretz Yisrael from the British, to be able to take back Eretz Yisrael, and be able to take back Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And at the end of the day, there's no greater thing, whether you be a Zionist or not a Zionist, or whatever it is, be able to be Moser Nefesh, your family, be able to make sure that Eretz Yisrael is in the right hands. There's no greater way of Mesiris Nefesh. Happened to be that 10 years ago, when I was my year in Israel, every Friday, we had to get out of Shalvim a little bit, because we had to eat, and come to Me'ez Sharim and look at the new Sfarim, get some good Uri's pizza, right, Or? And so what happened was is that I found out, Baruch Hashem, my father and my grandfather donated his house, Mamish's house in Yerushalayim. And who did he donate to? He donated to an orphanage who had nothing. Every Friday, Baruch Hashem, I'm not sure if it was before the Uri's or after the Uri's, probably after the Uri's, stomach, very hungry. I would walk down Me'ez Sharim, it was right before Manny's, and I was able to go. I learned Parsha with the Yisomim. We learned some Torah with the orphans. And Tamamish, if you go there nowadays, you see the name, you see the plaque. We can only imagine how much money that building is worth nowadays. And my grandfather, for him, it was nothing. He was just giving away the building. There's an orphanage that needs a place built for kids to learn Torah. It was just nothing. It was another thing. It was another act of Mesiris Nefesh of doing what's right and really being sanctified in Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. And finally, for the last two, for Grandpa Moshe Eisenstein, who lived his life with tremendous faith, even in the middle of the war, when he lost everything, and to be able to start over, and always took care of his family. I asked my father-in-law to tell me one thing about him. He said he was the most kind and most gentle, most sensitive person that he ever met. Always, never a bad word. Always a kind word, a caring person. Always thinking about others. And finally, the last one, just on my mother's side, and my grandfather's father was Chaim. He was killed in the war as well. Spoke to Uncle Mark last week about it. And to be able to be a true nechama for him, to be able to make sure that our son is living a life that his life was cut short. So Hashem should bless us now for these four fathers, that Zaidi, Baba, and Grandpa Moshe, and the Saba's father, that just that we had the four sons in the Haggadah, and one father, now we have one son and four fathers. Hashem should bless them. It's my tefillah from Rachel, from myself to Hashem, that he should live his life with the Mesiris Nefesh of caring for others, caring for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and really just sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, bringing Kavod Shemayim to the world. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.